Lent begins this Wednesday. We invite you to join us in praying the Liturgy of the Hours every day this Lent. Now let's pray.
O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Priests consecrated by the Lord to serve him, Christ's faithful stewards of his sacred mysteries, these zealous pastors shepherded his people, their love unfailing. For they kept holy gifts received in blessing, faith, full and ready, with their loins well girded, striving to carry in their hands with courage lamps brightly burning. So they were ready for the Lord to beckon, watchful and waiting when they heard him knocking. Then they came quickly, opening wide to greet him, ardent and joyful. Glory to you, Lord, praise and highest honor, Godhead eternal, King of kings and ruler. Let all creation celebrate your goodness through all the ages. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law, but you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise. For he has become my Savior.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger, the waters piled up. The flowing waters stood like a mound. The flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible in renown, worker of wonders. When you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. In your mercy you led the people you redeemed. In your strength you guided them to your holy dwelling. And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O praise the Lord, all you nations.
Be solicitous to make your call and election permanent for others. Surely those who do so will never be lost. On the contrary, your entry into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. You are all I desire in the land of the living. For you are my refuge. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. In sanctitate et justitia servierunt Domino omnibus diebus suis, id Deo stolam gloriae induit illos Dominus Deus Israel. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel,
He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In sanctitate et justitia servierunt Domino omnibus diebus suis, ideos dolam gloriae induit illos Dominus Deus Israel. Let all praise Christ, in order to become our faithful and merciful High Priest before the Father's throne. He chose to become one of us, a brother in all things. In prayer we ask of him, Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Son of justice, you filled us with light at our baptism. We dedicate this day to you. Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. At every hour of the day, we give you glory. In all our deeds, we offer you praise. Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Mary, your mother, was obedient to your word. Direct our lives in accordance with that word. Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Our lives are surrounded with passing things. Set our hearts on things of heaven, so that through faith, hope, and charity we may come to enjoy the vision of your glory. Lord, share with us the treasure of your love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who enlightened the Slavic peoples through the brothers Saint Cyril and Methodius, grant that our hearts may grasp the words of your teaching in true faith and right confession. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Lent is a privileged season of prayer and penance. Along with giving something up and observing the usual abstinence from meat on Fridays, we invite you to make the commitment to pray the Liturgy of the Hours with us every day as we prepare to welcome our risen Lord on Easter. God bless.